Re-elected to another 4 years in the White House, President Obama is at the midpoint of his two terms. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News & World Report and author of The Presidency Con. Well, Ken, you've been watching presidents for many years now. How do you evaluate Barack Obama?
Well, you know, we're really 2 weeks from his inauguration, so we're at the midpoint, basically, of his two terms, and it's really an appropriate time to look at this. On the positive side, I think he does have quite a solid record to build on. Of course, he did get this budget deal, so-called fiscal cliff agreement, but that also indicates how difficult it will be for him to keep the momentum going with this balky Congress. It was sort of a close thing there to get the deal in the end. But more broadly, he did indeed stop the collapse, or at least help to stop the collapse of the economy initially. He got approval for the health care reform, which, despite a lot of criticism of it, millions of Americans have been now getting coverage because of that law, and that's a step in the right direction. I think most people would agree with that. Ending the combat role of the U.S. in Iraq, heading toward ending the American role in Afghanistan, and, of course, killing the terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. And I could go on there, but the main point is that it does give him, I think, a solid grounding to show he can get things done in a second term. A lot of problems ahead. Still, he is a polarizing figure, and he does have a lot of difficulty getting some kind of a compromise on one issue after another with Republicans in Congress. But I think, by and large, it's actually quite a solid record at midpoint, with the understanding that his presidency is a work in progress.
Well, if you were a teacher, that sounds pretty much like a grade there, huh?
Well, that might be a good grade to give him, exactly. And that's, of course, the voters basically agreed with the assessment that I just gave, I think, because they did reelect him quite solidly. So I think that we're going to see a lot of analysis now for the next 2 weeks looking at him as his inauguration approaches. But sort of as an early assessment on my part, I think with the understanding that in second terms, presidents can overreach, they can suffer from hubris. Right now, he has a pretty solid record.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News & World Report.